Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on keeping good company, taking the du'as of the pious, spending time or visiting those places that are blessed. As we're explaining this under this chapter, that the effect that good company has, sometimes we may understand it, sometimes we may be able to perceive it, but generally the effect of good company, like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, effect of good company is like spending time in the company of a mask seller. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained one of three possibilities that can happen. Either this person will give you some perfume when you're there, or the second possibility, mask seller, the second possibility of taking benefit, or the third possibility Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained beautifully, is at the bare minimum you'll get the smell of the beautiful musk just by being in his company. So that is the effect of being in the company of the pious. There'll be some type of benefit that you'll be taking from them. The least of the benefit that you can be taking from them is their fuyuz and their barakat. The effect and the goodness that they've got in them will blow onto you by just being in their company. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person that spends time with bad company is like a person spending time in the company of a blacksmith. When he's there with the blacksmith, the first thing, the first danger is that there's a chance, possibility that his kurta, his clothes that he's wearing, that can get burned, some ashes can come and damage it. So in other words, by being in the company of a wrong person, a person or people that are not having good character, etc., well, first possibility is you're putting yourself into danger. First thing is you're putting yourself into danger. Yeah, your clothes are getting burned in the company of bad people, then your iman is a danger. Not just your clothes, but your iman is a danger by being in the company of bad people. So therefore it is better to be in the company of a good person than to be alone. But it's better to be alone than to be in the company of a bad person or bad people. And then this last thing about being in the company of a blacksmith, one is a person puts himself into danger because of the flames that may get him. But if the flames don't get him, then what will get him is that smoke. In other words, that bad effect of that bad people or the bad person that he is with, that will get him. And we explained yesterday that sometimes we think it's only a person that is referred to. It's also referred to a book that we read, a magazine that we read. That is the effect of the company that we're keeping for those moments. Sometimes we may be reading articles on our phone also, but it's written by non-Muslims, by atheists, etc. The effect of it is coming to us. We don't even realize it. What the person is watching, be very, very careful. Therefore, best is to stick only to those people that we know, stay to those company that we know, especially in this time and age, to protect our iman. Anyway, today's hadith is a very beautiful hadith, a hadith about good company, but something that we don't give much thought to. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in, limaliha wa li-hasabiha wa li-jamaliha wa li-dinihha, fadfar bi-dhati al-deen, taribat yadak, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a woman is married for four reasons. One of four reasons a woman is chosen, that particular woman is chosen to get married to. I mean, there's so many women that a person can marry, but there's one of four reasons that a person will choose a specific woman to marry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining her lineage. She may come from a very prominent background, that's one possibility. Second possibility is her beauty. She may have outstanding beauty. Well, the next possibility is her religiousness, her deen. She may be a very pious woman, very pious person. So that is one possibility. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining the four reasons. One is her wealth. She may be very wealthy. Second is her lineage may be a very high standing. She may be very beautiful, or she got a very strong deen. That is why she was chosen out of all the women where a person wants to marry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gives advice. He says, choose a woman because of her deen. Choose a woman because of her deen. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taribat yadak, that may your hands be soiled. What it means? That if you go against this advice, then you are actually will bear the brunt of what your hands have done. May your hands be soiled. It's such beautiful advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. And especially in today's time and age, when a man gets married for wealth, when the wealth is there, then the man is sometimes happy. When the wealth goes, then what happens is that marriage also goes on the rocks. Or sometimes because he got married because of wealth, everything else now becomes secondary. And now that marriage doesn't last, how can a marriage last like that when the only basis was money? And when you find a person for other two reasons, for beauty or because of the lineage, that also beauty doesn't last forever. Woman is beautiful when she's young, as she gets older and has children, etc. That beauty is not there. So that marriage also doesn't last. But when a man got married for deen, Deen is something that the person continues to go upon, person practices upon. And now this deen, inshallah, should be getting stronger and stronger and stronger, so that marriage also gets stronger. And because the marriage was for the deen, it was on the basis of taqwa, and this marriage is the marriage that lasts. So anyway, how does this hadith of nikah fit in to the chapter that we are doing of staying in good company? So here, ulama explained that one of the most company that a person spends with is his spouse. Most time is spent with the person, or more often than not, time is spent with the spouse. So if a person has got that spouse that is pious, then automatically he or her is spending time in good company. So therefore it shows us how important it is. Indirectly we see from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the benefits and the importance of good company. Even when you're choosing a life company also, then choose that is who is pious. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Come early for Jummah Salah and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.